This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey, Mark. Where can we find you?
You can't find me? Well, this is the directions. I have my map in front of me. You take the antifreeze I-5 highway over to the Hubcap Circle byway, turn right on the stinky exit, keep heading south on the rear end road until you come to the hood in the middle of the road, turn right until you see the leaky radiator, then head north, be careful of the leaking antifreeze all over the highway, turn north, look for the driver's door that will be open, and drive right on in. Stop when you hit the grease gun barrel. The grease gun will fall off the barrel. Now you found Auto World. Thanks for asking, and I'm glad you could find me. Got to have directions, and you have to have a map sometimes, folks. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans right here on the Greasy Garage Studio. Whew. Someone did hit the grease barrel the other day, and we did. It buckled, and grease went all over the place. Yes, we still have grease in a repair shop. Why? Well, some of you still have wheel bearings that need to be packed. See, that job's still out there, but it's the old cars that have it. Old cars have it. There's a lot of things on your automobile that we do still need grease that we use it on. I don't want to go there, but because that's a greasy... I always have gloves on. What kind of gloves? And this is something that you should have in your garage also, and I'd recommend it. You could actually use them for cooking. Go to Harbor Freight and pick you up a box of the... They're probably the best price. Get the black ones, the heavy mill style, the rubber gloves. Put them on. We do that here in the Greasy Garage. Keeps our hands from getting that grease in there. It's not like the yesteryears. We didn't have those rubber gloves because nobody thought about putting them on. I had grease all the time, black hands at all times. So my food and my hamburgers I would pick up and eat would actually smell like grease. Automotive grease. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good to have you along. The address here at Auto World. Look forward to your calls this hour of Auto World. The number is since 1992, folks. We've been around a few days. Thank you for that. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex with grease on his axles. He'll answer your phone call, and our email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can head over there to Facebook, and please do. We've got some photos up, as we always do every week, and the address at the Facebook side there is my name, Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone, like I am right now. And then we also have Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio Facebook page, Instagram. If you like to do Instagram, is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And LinkedIn, head on over. Talking about maps, let's get right into it. Now, interrupt me at any time, please. You're the star of the show. Grab me by email or give us a holler, please. Maps, what the heck? Yeah, maps are a big part of our life, huh? When were maps first invented? I said maps, M-A-P-S, not GPS. See, why am I talking about this? You need a backup paper map in your automobile. Because that day that GPS sends you down the wrong street, I've had friends that, yes, we all look at our GPS first off and to head over to that other city over there to the right, north, east, west, south, wherever direction you're going. And I had a friend that went an hour out of his way because that's where the GPS sent him. No names are mentioned to protect the guilty. Well, maps were first invented back around 600 B.C., history's earliest known world map was, well, it was scratched out on clay tablets in the ancient city of Babylon sometime around 600 BC. The star-shaped map measures just 5 by 3 inches, folks, and shows the world as a flat disk surrounding by an ocean or a bitter river in Babylon. And that is the river, Babylon River, going through. Now, how were maps first created, though? Maps of the ancient world were made by using an accurate surveying techniques, which measures the positions of various objects by calculating the distance and angles between each point. Do people still do this? Yes. But how do they do it? No, they're not on their horse. No, they're not, you know, with a tape measure on their horse or a string going from point, you know, from point, the peak over there on the mountain there in your town and going over to the neck. No, no, it's done by satellite. Uh-huh. So what was the oldest map ever found? The Babylon map of the world. Babylon map of the world. The oldest surveying world map ever found. They did find it. Now, who built the very first map? To me, it's amazing that they still have this information. It was created, and this is a belief that the Earth was shaped, of course, like a cylinder back in the day, and that the humans lived on the flat and the top portion of the cylinder. So as we go along, maps, I do recommend that you do get a paper map. Definitely for backup in your car. I have one that State Farm, no sponsor or anything, no plug, but I do have an old State Farm book. It's a map. It's probably a foot and a half from top to bottom and at least 16 to 18 inches from left to right. It's quite good size. And no, I do not have it in my vehicle. I have a small pocket one in the glove box. So if you would, please do. You can still get these. And I believe you can, in your area, the AAA, yeah, AAA, they probably give you one. Still today, a little pocket one that you can throw in your glove box. That way you can do a backup in case your GPS sends you down the wrong road. Today on Auto World, we're going to map out some fun for you. We're going to go into the email bag and map that out. How's your head? Is your head doing okay? Yeah? Good, because we're going to have a little bit of headrest history for you today on Auto World. Also, we'll just get right to it right now. I've got another one for you. I'm going to give you the information about another car company that Faraday, the future. Faraday sets a date for production to start. So here's another car manufacturer company that's going to provide all of us another idea, another car. Faraday, the Faraday future. Well, their future has been circled on the calendar now. March 30th. That's when the EV maker is going to begin production of the FF91 futuristic car at the plant in Hanford, California. But, folks, involving the company Nine Lives, they've had nine lives, just like we've said there with cats and Nine Lives. They've said many times that they were going to do this. Well, things have changed. Deliveries to the first owners of the Faraday FF91 will occur before the end of April, they're stating. And that the funds, how did they make this all happen? Well, here recently, Faraday, the company recently announced it would take the next step toward production because of $135 million influx of cash that they received. So now they've got the real money to give us now the car. The FF91 is in place and is on track to be delivered to your driveway April of this year. That's not too far away. Not too far away at all. Earlier this month, the company sent vehicles to China for its product and technology generation 2.0 program. A.K.A. testing and validation of the car. And then the company had a second evaluation of the 2.0, and they passed. Now, with that, they had 26 upgrades to the system and components, and according to them, it's ready to rock and roll with 1,050 horsepower, an EPA-certified range of 381 miles. Wow! Another one. We're going to take a little short break. We come back. Are your headlights moving on you?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And we are. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. Thanks for riding shotgun with me this week, along with all the other weeks since 1992. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Do you have fadeaway fenders on your car? Well, back in, between 1946 through 1948, Dodge had fadeaway fenders. Dodge, smoothest car afloat, is what they stated back in that day. Coming up on Auto World, we're going to actually figure out, why is your headlights moving? Or are they? Are they moving right now? I'll just give you a little tip, but I do know for a fact that Volvo, do you own a Volvo? Some of the Volvo's headlights do move when you turn the steering wheel. BMW, Mercedes-Benz, I could go on, McLaren. There's quite a few that do move. So, the first headlights were invented in the 1880s, around the time the automobile was invented. However, though, headlights were far from standard in these early vehicles without the power of electricity, of course. It was nearly impossible to build a headlight that actually worked back then. The very first headlights were acetylene lights, lamps, acetylene. Just like I use for welding, acetylene. You know how that is. No, you do not. A lot of you, of course, now have changed. I hope you've changed your headlight bulbs. Oh, yeah, that was the days right there. Nougahorn, acetylene lights, that's when they first came into, of course, some headlights on a 6-volt system. Okay, Eddie, the engine emailer, has blew his horn. He wants me to do another email. Hand me the email bag there, Eddie. Thank you. I don't know if I like that. Yeah, I like that Ugohorn. I think that's good. There's one. I got one here for us, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's see here. Yeah, we got one. Got an email out here that I can read. Well, that's from right here from Andrea, right here in Boise. Awesome. We can read it on the air. That Ugohorn means I need to go into the email bag, and I have. We can do it. Let's go for it. Email right off the bat here on the second hour of Auto World. Auto World, I need your help. My tire light is on and off every day. I've had the air pressure checked more than once by Discount Tire. They've checked for something in my tires, and nothing has been found. Of course, every time I take it in, the tire light is off. What would you recommend I do? Question mark. Thank you, Andrea. Driving around in a Ford Escape here in Boise, Idaho. Awesome. She says she's listening on KBOI. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting live in the Auto World Plaza. News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1. Mountain Home, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell, Idaho, Kuna, Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, Boise, Idaho, McCall, Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. All you folks over in Oregon, hello, and everybody in between. Good to have you along. Thanks, Andrea, for listening here on KBOI. And yeah, that tire light is, you've just brought up a thorn in everybody's side, because everyone has a tire light and they have the same problem you've got. The light's going on and off, or just staying on. So how do we fix it? We get a big sledgehammer, a big one, 12 pounder, Andrea, and you just take it to the deck. No, throw the hammer away. No hammer needed. Two things, Andrea. I want you to, now Discount Tire can do this, and they also, there's other tire companies in your Boise, Idaho area that will do this also, but you have to schedule a time, because it does take time. They have to get their tire sensor out there, TPMS, the tire pressure monitoring system scan tool. Yes, just like an engine scan tool. They will plug that in, and they will go around, and actually they'll plug that into their system first, okay? Make sure that that is completely powered up, and they enter in your year, make, and model of your car in their scan tool. Then they'll walk around to each tire, starting from the left front, right rear, left rear, and they'll scan the tire monitoring sensor in every tire, and with that, that'll tell them how much, all the stats on that sensor that's in there, how many megahertz it is. And you didn't tell me what you're driving, but, oh, a Ford Escape. Okay, so yours is a 315 megahertz tire pressure monitoring sensor. Okay, 315 megahertz. What's this mean? Their scan tool will tell them that. So if it, all tires need to be 315, if you've got a 355 in there that somebody's replaced, it won't read with the other 315s causing the light to come on. So that could be one problem there that has been replaced, okay, and they didn't get the right megahertz system in there. What these sensors do, they run off Wi-Fi. And as soon as you spin that tire at 20 miles an hour, it turns the Wi-Fi on, what in on that sensor that's inside that tire. Now, this sensor has got a watch battery in it in order to get its own power to power itself up. The little round, you know, watch, the watches that we used to have on our wrist. Oh, you say you have an electronic one. Yes, that's right. But I'm going back to the watch battery, this round silver thing that you can still buy in the box stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, etc. That's what's in those. But they're sealed. They're sealed inside the sensor. You can't break it apart or take the door off of it once you get it out of the tire and put a new battery in it. You just throw the whole thing away and put a new sensor in. So you could have where somebody's replaced it with a 355 and it should be a 315. So that's one problem. Now, the next thing, you stayed right here, Discount Tire, in the Boise, Idaho area, has put enough air in your tires, and you're good there. Fantastic, but the light comes on and goes off. Here's what needs to be done. I'm going to state that they did go walk around and scan each sensor with their scan tool, and everything's good. Now, at that point, they have to have, and they do, and you might have to ask them to do this, but you need to get an appointment, just like you're going to have a new tire put on, because it takes time to reprogram your computer inside your Ford Escape. It's a tire monitoring computer. That's why your light's going on and off. What I'm stating here is that they have to have the app. I have the app. All us technicians have the app. We go in and we enter in off the computer that app. It's a program that we've paid for. It's a program we enter in your make and model on that program. It brings up your car, and it tells us as we're sitting in the driver's seat on our, I usually do it on my cell phone because that's where my app is, because I'm with your car mobile, of course, parked in the shop driveway, and we scan your, we tell it what your make and model it is. At that point, it tells us what to do, and we have to have our scan tool next to us, because at this point, the Fords, like your Ford Escape, it tells us to open the driver's door, turn the key on, hit the brake pedal three times. There's a sequence we have to do in order to reprogram your tire light monitoring system inside your car. And this is why this needs to be done on your Ford Escape, and this is why the light is going on and off. It has nothing to do with tire pressure, because you've stated in your email here you've already had it checked. Once they reprogram it, and that all, once they walk around, once they reprogram it, then they have to walk around and it'll tell them when to do this. But they'll walk around and rescan all the wheel sensors from all of them, all the wheels. And at that point, the horn will honk every time that they scan the sensor, telling them that that honk, arc, says that that sensor's okay. Once they get to that one tire, Andrea, that does not honk on them, that sensor's bad. And you need a new sensor put in on that one right front wheel. Now be ready, because those are starting at $55 and go all the way up to about $120, depends on the year, make, and model. Yours will be right around $55. They'll probably charge you that, of course, for the sensor, but they have to break down the tire on the rim, you know, pull the old sensor out, put the new sensor in, and then that, you know, you're going to get charged.
Might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden appears to be getting closer to formally launching a bid for a second term. Biden told ABC News that he has other things to finish before he starts a full-blown 2024 presidential campaign.
My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign.
Senator Tim Scott says his message of positivity will always work for him because America was found on hope. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said Democrats are selling the message of victimhood and are always looking to highlight the worst of the country. Two Girl Scouts are injured after a suspected DUI driver crashed into their cookie stand. California Highway Patrol says a woman was also injured in the crash. All three were taken to the hospital with moderate to major injuries. The driver behind the wheel was arrested for suspicion of DUI. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Like that tire light going on and going off. You never know when I'm there and when I'm not. Well, I'm there now. It's good to have you back. Good to have you along. In the Greasy Garage Studio, I am finishing up Andrea's email there. We got out of air in our tire there, so I didn't get it finished. But I want to first say to Andrea, listening to us on News Talk KBOI AM 670 right here in Boise, Idaho, send me back an email address. Andrea, I've got a little nice little gift bag here for you. As a gift to from we'd like to send out to all of our listeners that are involved, and you are now a charter member of Auto World. Our email address again for that gift bag is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you're in Boise, I can hand deliver it if you'd like, no problem. But yeah, also you just on your tire lights, so you just need the computer, your tire monitoring computer scanned. And it's going to take a little time. I've had them here at the Greasy Garage shop for sometimes an hour before we finally get the horn honking every time we scan each sensor in the tire. The horn has to honk. If it doesn't honk, then I have to replace the sensor. So, like I said, your Ford Escape will probably run around $55, and about $15 there they'll charge you for mounting and balancing it. And they don't have to rebalance it. They'll mark the weights and leave them on there. So it's a pretty quick fix. So, but an hour. So be ready for that time and that fee. Absolutely. Thanks, Andrea. Appreciate it. Right here from Boise, Idaho, listening on Newstalk, KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Has your car ever, your slogan for the brand that you own, has it ever had some kind of a tagline like this? It's a good feeling to have an Olds around you. That was the slogan back in 1975 for, of course, the Olds Custom Cruiser. Back then, they started at $6,134. Times haven't changed at all, have they? Nope. Well, this company has been revved up just to sell out. Who? Stellantis. The brand new, oh yeah, the advanced order bank closes on the Ram 1500 REV, R-E-V, R-E-V, REV, R-E-V. Sells out. It only took 5 days for Stellantis to sell out on the Ram 1500 REV after the Super Bowl ads, folks. The truck's brand new. Of course, it's an all-electric pickup truck that's coming your way. The initial success of it is overwhelming. Again, the reservations, all of you, have you ordered one? Have you sent Stellantis a check and said, I want one? It mirrors the initial success of a lot of the competitors out there. Tesla, of course, claiming that it generated hundreds of thousands of advance reservations in the weeks following the 2019 debut of the Cybertruck. Ford racked up $100 deposits for roughly 200,000 F-150 Lightning EVs after its 2011 unveiling. And, of course, General Motors, it has seen a very high demand, of course, for the GMC Hummer pickup that's all electric, the Chevy Silverado EV, and, of course, the startup Rivian. Meanwhile, Dodge is there now, too. Boom. Revved up to put a hold on, to get it stopped. Now, the REV has got a lot of different features, a lot more than the other competitors have. They have a lot. Now, they required a $100 refundable deposit. In return, the customer, yourself, will be in line to receive the truck once production begins. Now, here's some of the numbers. So, I'm going to say that this company, from what I found out in talking with them, they seem to me that you're going to get your truck. Because we've talked about that on Auto World before, where, in fact, you put your order in, and the company, I won't mention the company, says, oh, we can't have the truck done, can't get it to you, sorry about that. So, we're going to see a lot of these Ram REVs on the road, I believe. Oh, yeah. Now, they're expected to reach you by and before early 2024. So there's about, what, a year left, pretty much, before we all see them on the road, but I'm looking forward to it. I like the feature how they have a mid-gate where Chevrolet came up with that first. That mid-gate is the back window of your truck. The seats fold down. The back window goes into that back wall, and then that folds down, and they also have an extended bed that slides out, and then the barn doors on the tailgate is different than anybody else, too. And then they have an apparatus that comes out, so they figured it out how to extend your bed on the this REV, R-E-V, Stellantis. One thing about it, they've got headlights on there that are bright. You know, and that's the thing. Now, who invented headlights? I talked about, do your headlights move? Some of you, they do not. You turn your vehicle, your car, your truck, and you turn to the left. They do not move. Volvos do move. Some BMWs, Mercedes-Benz moves. And from my clients here in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting live, they have actually stated to me that they like that, and they wish their other car had that feature where the headlights move. Thomas Edison invented the first electric lamp, and of course, back in the day, it took 20 years, though, later, for the car's headlights to touch the electric light bulb and get rid of the acetylene. The first electric headlight in history was introduced in 1896 by the Columbia Electric Car. I believe Jay Leno's got one of those Columbia Electric cars. Now, headlights have been around. Flip lights. Do you have a flip light? Do you have a Mazda? That's just one of the makes and models. What was the first car to have flip headlights? Genesis was the very first car with pop-up headlights, folks, way back when. And this was in 1936. The Indiana-built Cord was a hugely, that machine was also a car that had them. Flip-up headlights. Now, flip-up headlights, of course, that bucked the wind, didn't it? Give you a lot of noise. Not good. Today, our headlights are buried, as you know, we've talked about that here before, the capsule the headlight capsule, the plastic that's in front of the bulb to protect the bulb from the all the sewage and the wind and the rain and all that coming down the highway, bugs, etc. But you have cataracts, we call them. That plastic gets frosted up from the sun, the heat, the weather, the sewage. And what's a good way of cleaning that? The easiest, the cheapest route, just get your toothbrush out, get an old one, of course. Buy a new one for yourself, then use the one you have in your drawer and just get you some Colgate on there and scrub that. That's just a Band-Aid, though. And one thing that I do know, that Mothers has a really good kit out. Mothers Car Wax, yes. They have a very good, awesome kit. And you can, if you have an electric drill, they're pretty inexpensive today. They actually sell the little... Inside that kit is the compound you need, the buffer you need, the sandpaper you need, and also they have the wheel in there. As all the compounds you need for the buffing, you have to literally buff with an electric drill. It's got the little attachment that goes in the drill, and you buff the plastic, opens up the pores of the plastic, then you come back with the other compound, and you buff it again, and you just do what it states in the instructions, and you'll actually have clear plastic headlights again. Mothers is just one of the brands that, in fact, I'm gonna do that. I'm going to have a couple of those in stock here. We'll put that in the gift bag for you. So when you email or call, we'll go ahead and send that out to you. So that's the ones I use. I know Meguiar's also has that. Turtle Wax has theirs too, but I use the Mothers. I found that the compound works the best to get your cataracts out of your eyeballs and on your car, that is. Glad you're here. How's your head? Hopefully okay. We're going to make sure that's okay in your car coming up next. The history of headrests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, drive, drive. Try to stay alive and keep my mind
wearing those tires out.
Keep my eye upon the road.
Make sure you got enough air in the tires, and you get better gas mileage if you actually have the proper air pressure in your tires. It shows you right on the side of the sidewall of your tire what kind of air pressure you should have. I've been asked many times, do I go all the way to that number, Mark? No, that's the maximum number. Back it off about 5 pounds, and you'll be happy because your tires will wear for a long, long period of time. A little trivia about that car we were talking on the first hour, well, those three cars that had the Levi edition. Oh, yeah, the 1970 AMC Gremlin was reportedly designed on the back of a Northwest Airlines air sickness bag and released on April Fool's Day back in 1970. And then, of course, Levi, and then they got together and they gave you the Levi edition of Levi Strauss upholstery. If you have one, I'd like to see it. I really would. That's a car I've never actually had an opportunity to see. Be awesome. How to do that is I really do enjoy your emails. I appreciate your emails, not only right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho, on the Genesis Communications Network, but through the week, too, folks. Through the week. And that's the way I love your videos. Please send me a video because I get to hear the noises you have. How to do that? The address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send me a video. I should have been saying that years ago, that not only the pictures are good of the damaged area of your repair that you need and the body side of it, the repair side of it, but videos too. So if you've got a noise, we should create some kind of a email smell-o-vision there too, huh? We can't. So, but the audio will give me a lot. I can hear the audio through the video, and we'll be able to nail down that noise that you have. You not only can do that with me, technician, master technician for 45 plus years, but ask your shop to send you a video while you're at work or at home while they have your car. That way you can see and hear what they're seeing and hearing too. Absolutely. Now with that, do you take your, first off, you have a head. I know you have a head on your shoulders. I know you do. Do you have a headrest? Do you take the headrest for advantage? You do? Uh-huh. Yeah, headrest. Well, they're there for a reason. Some of the cars that I've actually had an opportunity to see going down the road have headrests in the back seats even. Even the two-door sport coupes have headrests in the back seats. You can't really fit anybody back there except a child, and the child's head doesn't even come close to the headrest up there on the top, but it's there for a reason. Headrests were introduced in 1921 by Benjamin Katz. The main reason for headrests wasn't for comfort. Though, you know, as you know, that's an added bonus, especially if you have one that's heated and also got electric to it, where it moves electronically through the button. But to reduce damage for whiplash. In case of a collision, the headrest is meant to catch your head, so it doesn't whip back, so you're, you know, of course, in the hospital. And Henry Ford, of course, introduced the first windshield in 1927. But why do we have headrests in cars? Really? Because headrests, you actually go towards the impact. And so if someone hits you in the back, your head's going to hit that headrest, and that means you're going towards the impact and you're never going to get hurt. Now, when did they start? They had them out in 1921 is when they were invented, but really, when did they start putting the headrests in cars? They did it that year, folks, in 1921. Believe it or not. You didn't see a lot of cars with headrests in them in 1921, of course, but they were there in just a few of them. Now, headrests, they became mandatory in the United States back in January 1st, actually, in 1969. Yep. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, said all new cars by January 1st, 1969, had to have headrests. I'm glad they did. I've had friends, and I've also had a grandma that had a whiplash because we, you know, got hit in the back. That's not good. Headrest. Don't take them for advantage. Make sure that they are adjusted correctly, not only for your noggin, but for comfort. Take your time. If you've got the electric seats and you've got the electric seat that has 16 different features on it to make that seat move all different ways, you get your shoulders up and back, your lumbar in there in the lower part, you get it where you're comfortable while you're driving and get the headrest adjusted correctly so it's not pushing your head forward. You should have, as Mercedes-Benz taught me, you should be able to see over the steering wheel, and your eyeballs should be from the bottom of the windshield up three-quarters of the way up into the windshield. That gives you enough, of course, eyesight out of the windscreen, and that you can see clearly and make sure you're not too close to the airbag. Now, coming up on the third hour, we're going to be talking about pedals, and I've got a little Auto World tip for you over there, and also a product we're going to talk about on the third hour about the pedals, etc. But I've got history for you on pedals, and so we're going to get you in the seat today on the second hour here in Auto World correctly, get the headrest adjusted correctly, and then the third hour we're going to get the, you know, the pedals done for you too. Now, I've got five things for you before the garage door starts rolling down here on the second hour of Auto World. I've got five things you should know about Colorado. No, not the state. The 2023 Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck. What is it? It's a four-door midsize pickup truck. If you're not familiar with the Chevrolet's truck line, they debuted the 2023 Colorado. It's heads up. Okay, they debuted it, and Colorado's been hitting a home run. Now, this Colorado, the four-door midsize pickup truck, it's designed to, of course, compete with the Toyota Tacoma and the Ford Maverick. And it is. It is the third generation of the Colorado. It goes way on beyond. It's third generation. That means all of us. We do love it and like it. That's what it's all about. Five things you need to know. It's available in five trims. Okay, so we've got the Colorado, the Z71, the Trail Boss, the ZR2. That's just a few of them, but there's literally five trims available in the 2023 Chevrolet Colorado. Okay, you got the WT, you got the LT, the Z71, you got the Trail Boss, you got the ZR2. Now, and also as number two, you need to know that there's five selectable drive modes That's right. Normal, tow haul, off-road, terrain, and Baja. Number three, you got the Chevy. This is all about the 2023 Chevy Colorado, folks. It's equipped with new and enhanced technology for driving and safety. And I could go on forever on that. There's a lot. Number four out of the five things about the knowing what you need to know about the Colorado. The truck, not the state. The Chevy Colorado. It has on and off-road performance. Big time. Two-inch factory lift. Ultra-wide stance on the trail, boss. And it has a high-performance three-inch factory installed lift. You get the 2-inch or the 3-inch, depends on what you know model you order. The fifth thing is, on the 2023 Chevrolet Colorado, it comes at an affordable price for all trim levels. Starts at $40,000, go all the way up to $70,000. So go over, take a look, take a smell at one of those, get inside. And by the way, do you buy a car based upon the new truck smell or the new car smell? Depends on what you're buying. Mm-hmm. Now, the lowest price, before the garage door goes down here, the lowest price for the 2023 Chevrolet Colorado is the WT, the work truck. That's what that stands for. MSRP of $30,695, and it goes all the way up to $33,295. So, you can go all the way up to $70,000 if you'd like, though. Thanks for joining me. Good to have you here. We'll see you on the third hour of Auto World, where, in fact, pedal history is coming your way with another product. Thanks. Drive safe, motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.